Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. I hope you're doing well. I am Asma at your service as the host. And then here with me, I have Brother Muzaffa and Brother Dawood. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jazakallah.
Well, as the ritual of this program goes, since not all the audience know you, so you have to introduce yourself very much briefly for us.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dawood. I have MA in TEFL, or teaching as a foreign language. I have been working as a teacher for over 20 years.
Thank you for being here. And you, brother?
I'm Muzaffar Haider, from the UK, and I studied English literature, and I've been working in the media for the last 10 years, I guess.
So, thank you both very much. Mm. It's just a pleasure to be here sitting next to you guys. So, as for today, we're going to talk about definition of hell and heaven.
Ooh,
Wow.
And if we go back to when we were kids, the definition of hell and heaven were too absolute.
Yeah.
Like fire and then a beautiful green jungle.
Hellfire.
Yeah.
The definition that has been given to us, and it is still runs in my blood.
That's the background.
Yeah, that's the background. I cannot change it. A very serene place where Jannatun tajri min tahta al-anhar, a place where there is peace, green, lush, jungle, whatever, a beautiful river of honey, and the rest of the story that everybody is well aware of. However, to my own definition of heaven is a place where there is no, let's say, problem. I'm not worried. A place where
it's all peaceful.
It is a place where everything that happens around me is not for a futile reason. It happens for a reason. I'm going to take a lesson from that, and I will enjoy from that lesson. It is.
Do we still take lessons in heaven? Because we're tired of lessons.
This is something that still lives within me. I have no background experience of what really heaven feels like. So as you mentioned, you have a presumed definition of, okay, a heaven is a place where we are not going to take any more lessons.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, yes, we are not going to say that a lesson by which I can be rewarded or punished.
It's really interesting to see the discussion evolving there. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to stop.
So evolve it for us more and more.
Yeah, no, just off the back of that. So you are still going to change when you go to Jannah. It's not like, oh, my journey's over.
So there's still lessons.
You're not retired in a garden and just sitting there like enjoying life go by. No, there's even a hadith which say that you will be at a certain level of Jannah. As you know, there are seven layers
of Jannah.
So you
mean that we still would feel overwhelmed with things?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So there'll be a person, for example, you'll be in the lower level of Jannah.
Yeah.
The angels will come down from the higher level and they'll say, it's time for you to come higher. It's time for you to come higher.
No, that's very nice.
But they will be enjoying that lower level of Jannah so much, they will say, just one more day. Just one more day. Let me stay here just one more day.
Yeah.
And in that way, thousands, if not tens of thousands of years will pass by. You see, so we always forget that. We think, you're dead, you're dead. You're either going to heaven or hell. No, it's not like that. It is a continuous journey, either in one extreme or the other.
So there's a still improvement even in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was just the opening. Let's go for break and then we'll see of what's more to come.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Yeah. Yeah, the definition of hell and heaven, according to every single person in this world, is different. So as many members and as many resistance of this world, we have a definition of whatever concept that comes to our mind. And among them are hell and heaven, the definition of how we define hell and how we define heaven. So up until now, we had some things that I guess it is pretty much natural. It comes to all of our brain, and that is what we call heaven, a place where it is all peaceful, and hell is a place where it's all sad and
it's
fire.
Hell.
Yeah, and everything is so terrible.
Heaven, a place of eternal peace, as we have heard. You will be rewarded based on what you had done prior your entrance to heaven. This is something I was taught. And hell, a place for punishment, a place where actually people will have to suffer for, again, what they have done. So they will receive the aftermath of their actions. Sometimes I stay in a room and start a friendly chat with my friends. 1.5 hours goes by, but it passes to me for around 1 or 2 5 minutes. And the other way around, there were some moments where I lived 100 years in a minute. Can you imagine that? I lived 100 years in a minute. Why is that? Because I was suffering. So the mental aspect of suffering can be very greater than the hellfire physical suffering.
There is even hell and heaven in this world.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Brother Muzaffar, you know, there are some documentaries about the people who had an experience to go to coma or, you know, they have been unconscious for so long. And then when they come back and they go through an interview, they talk about the experience that they have been through. Now, leave the beautiful things aside, leave all those unimaginable scenery aside. They all were saying that what we were through was just peace. Nobody talked, but we understood what they are talking about. And even those who saw some glimpse of hell, they would say that even there was no fire, but I was feeling too many terrible feelings inside my soul. And I was just suffering, just looking at a scenery. I suffered just standing in front of one of them was saying there was just like there was some doors, and just as I stood in front of each door, I felt so ashamed in a way that I wanted to die, to not to feel anything anymore. So this is very interesting to think about it.
First of all, Imam Khomeini talks about this concept in a beautiful way. And he says that, look, the fire that burns you in the hellfire is actually something that you create yourself.
Exactly.
The second thing is, we need to understand that hell and heaven, it is both a physical thing and a spiritual torment or pleasure. Okay, it's both of these. And we have to keep very well balanced between these two. Third thing I need to say here is that these experiences that people have had, they are absolutely fascinating. And I would recommend everybody to go and see, because a lot of them, I feel, are genuine. But
they give you some clues, at least.
They definitely do. But these people have all experienced barzakh.
Yeah.
Not hell and not heaven. Nobody has experienced Jannah or hellfire yet. Nobody. Except for
Can we say limbo for barzakh?
The Christian concept of limbo is slightly different. They believe it's for people who are not Christian, but they were good.
So then just give a little definition about...
It's an entire world that you step into as soon as you die.
Interval between the time you get into your final destination.
Yes, yes. So as soon as you die, for a good person, you're going to be in a beautiful garden.
A tutorial to heaven.
Yeah. And for an evil person, you know, there was going to be those snakes and those spiders.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very horrible, claustrophobic. Okay. But neither of these two are the end, which is heaven and hell. When we talk about hell, for example, we describe it as a fire. Allah himself describes it as a fire. What color is that fire? It's not red.
Yeah.
There's a hadith which says that it was blown until it became white. and then it was blown for another 1,000 years until it became black.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a fire which is conscious, right? It actually screams and roars. It is the manifestation of absolute sin.
I honestly don't wish to interrupt you because the story is going so beautiful. And it's just like we're getting into a climax. But right now, it's time for us to go for a break. Thank you for staying with us. Yes, it's very interesting to think about hell and heaven and think, okay, as a person, how do I think of these things and what concepts would come into my mind and how do I define them? And we were just doing that right now and I was just enjoying that very much. So let's get for more.
We are talking based on the document or the references that was made to us in our religion. Since we are Muslims and believe in Islam, and there were some news quoted as hadith to us. It is a trip that nobody has returned from to exactly confirm whatever some people have seen in their dreams or in a state of coma to be accepted or to be
called as an absolute fact.
Because since I am using my common sense or general knowledge to answer this question, since I'm not an expert on Islamic studies, to exactly reject or prove these ideas, these claims, I mean, something that some people have witnessed after coma, or although there is a unanimous idea between them, although a large number of people who have experienced these feelings are talking very unanimously, the state of hellfire, the state of heaven that I have already mentioned was something that even I myself as a person who is living is experiences in every single moment.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to think that hell is just fire. And then I grew older and then I came to understand that no, there's another place that called Zamharir in which you're going to be tested by, you're going to be punished by being frozen. And that was very nice for me to know that. And just at that time, I understood that, okay, the concept of hell is the absence of peace and the absence of goodness that you feel inside yourself.
The fire that burns you in the hellfire, when it's being filled with the disbelievers,
it's like a glutton that would never get insatiated.
The kuffar, the most oppressive, tyrannical, evil-doing people who, if they were given 1,000 chances, they would come back to this world only to wreak havoc again and hurt other people and take what's not theirs.
Yeah.
What does hellfire say when it's full of these people? It says, are there any more? Is there any more? Hal min mazid. These words, when you read them in the Quran, you think, oh, it's just some words. It's just what hellfire is saying. But it's actually an attitude which those same kuffar have. They're constantly saying, more, I want more. This greed, I want more, more, more. And it's that greed which eventually takes them to the mouth of hellfire.
Yeah, that's very true. It was a nice idea and perspective to think about. So I enjoyed it very much. Thank you, both of you, very much for being here. That was an interesting topic to discuss about. And I guess we have plenty of our lifetime to think about it.
Death time.
Yeah, of course. We can see it there. So, that was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session from me and the entire cast of Back to Reality, I bid you farewell. And wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, التي ما رايزك لتصي دايلايت اجان وانس اجان.